Hey everybody, Josh Sigurdsson of World Alternative Media here, and Vladimir Putin is deploying troops on the Finnish border in the latest escalation. Of course, this comes after their NATO ascension. As this Zero Hedge article says, Putin deploys troops along Finland border in response to NATO ascension. Now, again, this is a scripted situation. The agenda is clear. They're bringing down the West in favor of the East, and they're bringing in social credit on and carbon credits and CBDCs and 15-minute cities. They need to destroy the food supply. They need to destroy the grid, all in order to do this. And, you know, Russia is not alone in this move. Again, they're being provoked. There's no doubt about it, but that doesn't mean that they're innocent either. We're going to go into this and more today as we see, of course, Russia, China, and Iran participate in war drills. Remember, Russia, China, and Iran were all propped up by the U.S. in the first place, as was Israel, as was Ukraine with the 2014 coup and the, you know, after the Maidan massacre, which was a false flag. And, you know, the same goes for Vietnam previously, ISIS, Al-Qaeda, Mujahideen, the Taliban. It's all part of the same you know, agenda. It's a puzzle that they're building in order to bring down Western civilization and move into the new reset, Eastern civilization. Both are bad. One is worse. One involves technocracy. As Putin warns the West, Russia is ready for nuclear war. Now, this isn't about fear-mongering. It's about solutions, as always. So before we get into these latest articles, and we'll go into India and Israel and all these other countries and China as well, shortly. Before we get into that, I urge people to check those links below. There are solutions. Go and check out heavensharvest.com for long-term storable food that's non-GMO. There's organic kits, heirloom seeds, water filtration and storage, and books on how to get started. Use code WAM, W-A-M, and of course you get 5% off on these products, and of course you get free shipping in the United States. This is an incredibly important thing that every one of you listening or watching needs to do today, because, again, one of the main ways they destroy humanity, one of the main ways they make people dependent, is to destroy the food supply. So, again, if we have world war, if we have the attack on farmers and the climate restrictions and rations and all this kind of stuff, factory fires, et cetera, it's pretty obvious that you guys need to stock up on this. It's one of the main things you need in the future. So check that out, heavensharvest.com, code WAM. And of course, make sure to check out our gogetfunding.com campaigns. We couldn't do it without you. You guys are absolutely amazing for what you've done thus far. I'm in Manchester right now. I'm going to Turkey for a month to save some money for while I'm waiting on a worker visa. And I'm going to be doing a whole bunch of work, including my 15-minute city documentary, and doing work with people like David Icke, Gareth Icke, Jamie Icke. I really hope people can help us any way they can, because this is, you know, I've had to give up my home in Mexico. It sucks. I didn't want to, but it's part of, you know, just having to move into reporting on these important stories. So if I want to stay financially alive, I need to do these things. So I appreciate any help we can get. We have gogetfunding.com, Patreon, Subscribestar. We have a Bitcoin address, and we have a Cointree link with a bunch of different cryptos, including privacy coins. So check that out in the links below. And thank you to those who've donated thus far. Anyway, let's get into this. So Putin deploys troops along Finland border in response to NATO ascension. Russian President Vladimir Putin has said in fresh remarks that Finland and Sweden's entry into NATO are a meaningless step, but that in response, Moscow will still deploy troops and systems of destruction to the Finnish border after Finland joined the alliance. Again, they're doing everything they're not supposed to do as far as like the NATO ascension. And that is all by design, because these people aren't stupid. They'd have to be the stupidest people in the world to keep doing this. They are pushing or poking the bear, poking the Russian bear. Of course, Russia correlating with China and India and the new BRICS alliance for the new world reserve currency system. Geez, I wonder who's going to win this battle. It says, frankly speaking, I don't understand why they need this. This is an absolutely meaningless step from the point of view of ensuring their own national interests, Putin said. And of course, in his Tucker Carlson interview, he said, there's no way I'm going to be invading other countries unless I absolutely have to, because it would cause the destruction of humanity. Why would I want that? Which is obviously a reasonable thing to say. But of course, people, the media turn that into he's going to kill us all. Again, they're creating boogeymen. They always do in order to get people to, you know, get on their knees and do what they're told. It says, and I quote, we generally had ideal relations with Finland, simply ideal. We did not have a single claim against each other, especially territorial ones, Putin continued before saying that Finland's NATO ascension was really born out of a desire to join the Western club, which in this day and age is not a good idea. Though, of course, we want to protect the West generally. It is self-destructing on purpose. It's a suicide. says, and I quote, "We didn't even have troops. We removed all the troops from there, from the Russian-Finnish border." He said, "However, it is up to them to decide. That's what they decided. But we didn't have troops there. Now we will." Finland became the 31st member of the alliance in last April. But it was on Monday that Sweden formally became the 32nd at a flag raising ceremony at NATO headquarters in Brussels. Swedish Prime Minister Ulf Kristersson said expressly at the ceremony that his country abandoned historic neutrality as a result of Russia's invasion of Ukraine. Oh my goodness. It was literally NATO that was putting, you know, their troops at the border. It was literally the US and Israel who committed the false flag act in Ukraine back in 2014 that led to this massive move. I mean, my goodness, it's just basic history. It says, and I quote, "The Russian brutal full-scale invasion against Ukraine united Sweden behind the conclusion that a full-fledged NATO membership is the only reasonable choice," Kristersson said. On Wednesday, soaring tensions between Russia and Nordic countries were on display during new remarks of Finnish Prime Minister Petteri Orpo. He claimed in a speech before European Parliament that Moscow is preparing for a long conflict with the West and represents a permanent and essential military threat to Europe. Again, I said before, I'll say it again, they're going to plot false flag attacks in Europe this year. And again, they were doing that. I talked about that back in my prediction video, but they've been doing that for a while. And they always do this in order to bring us into war. Every single major war that's happened has started with a false flag. Every single one. Name one that wasn't. And I quote, "We as a united Europe failed to respond sufficiently to this challenge. The coming years will be filled with danger and the looming threat of attack," he said, before adding, "Russia is not invincible." Yeah, well, it's already been scripted that they are going to be the victors alongside China, alongside Saudi Arabia, of course, United Arab Emirates, India, Brazil, again, South Africa. This has all been propped up a long time ago. And of course, Israel is involved, and people would think, well, why would Israel hurt themselves? They're going to create more victimhood later on, which I'll get into later. But in order to prop up their power even further, because they always back both sides of every war. That's just history. Russia, China, and Iran participate in war drills. So we have this happening. They were recently doing drills with Mexico as well, which is talking about joining BRICS, as I recently reported, which would be a huge hit to the U.S. dollar. Because, again, we're talking about the bordered country with the United States. I mean, it's massive, massive news. So that's going on. We have Putin warns the West Russia is ready for nuclear war. Of course they are. They have way more weaponry than the United States does. That's for sure. President Vladimir Putin is from AOL. President Vladimir Putin warned the West on Wednesday Russia was technically ready for nuclear war, and that if the U.S. sent troops to Ukraine, it would be considered a significant escalation of the conflict. Well, by the way, those aren't correlated. He's not saying if they do that, that's going to be war. But he is saying they're ready for war. And in the same breath, he's also talking about, you know, what if they send U.S. troops. But we already know recently that Germany has troops there, that the European Union in general, that the U.K. does, that the U.S. does indeed on the ground. And of course, it makes sense at the same time as the U.S. is committing suicide and the U.K. is committing suicide and all these places are committing suicide. We have to remember that they are calling for conscription now, and they're running out of weaponry. Their stockpile in the UK is completely shattered. So is the US. They've been giving all their weapons to Ukraine, and they just approved more money for Zelensky's cocaine habit. I mean, it's absolutely insane. Putin speaking just days before a March 15th to 17th election, which is certain to give him another 6 years in power, said the nuclear war scenario was not rushing up, and he saw no need for the use of nuclear weapons in Ukraine. "From a military technical point of view, we are, of course, ready," Putin, 71, told Russia One television and news agency RIA in response to a question whether the country was really ready for nuclear war. Putin said the U.S. understood that if it deployed American troops on Russian territory or to Ukraine, Russia would treat the move as an intervention. And I quote, "In the U.S., there are enough specialists in the field of Russian-American relations and in the field of strategic restraint," said Putin, the ultimate decision maker in the world's biggest nuclear power. And I quote, "Therefore, I don't think that here everything is rushing to it, nuclear confrontation, but we are ready for this." Now, we have to remember the U.S. and Israel have already been involved in blowing up the Crimean Bridge, blowing up the Nord Stream pipeline, destroying the energy circulation into Europe, which, of course, is interesting considering Germany, you'd think they'd speak out against it, but they do nothing about it. They leaked some information previously, and they also leaked the information saying that there's a plan going into, I think it was the middle of 2025, where there's all these false flags that lead to war with Russia between NATO and Russia by around May and June of 2025. I've recently reported on that. That was a leak from the Russia, from the German government. But at the same time, the German government just leaked recently that for the French and the UK are indeed on the ground in Ukraine fighting against Russia, pretending to be Ukrainian. And of course, the US is involved as well. And Germany itself is involved. So again, this is a provocation. It's meant to be. It's all part of the script. And in the wider scheme of things, we're seeing this across the board. Zero Hedge says, Escobar, Confident Dragon lays out modernization roadmap. This is the year of the wooden dragon, according to China's classic Wuxing five elements culture. The dragon, one of the 12 signs of the Chinese zodiac, is a symbol of power, nobility, and intelligence. Wood adds growth, development, and prosperity. Call it a summary of where China is heading in 2024. And fast forwarding to the end of the article, it points out something that I thought was interesting, a line that says, as Project Ukraine goes down the drain of history, Project Taiwan will go on overdrive. Forever wars never die. Bring it on. The dragon is ready. Of course, you know, we're talking about the fact that, you know, China and Russia are saying that the BRICS world reserve currency will be released this year at the BRICS summit, which would replace the US dollar. It's actively happening. It is going to happen. It's all in the script. And as Klaus Schwab says, the role model for the Great Reset is China. They're going to utilize unified ledgers, 15-minute cities, CBDCs, social credit, carbon credits, all these things, and restrict travel. And China is actively preparing for war with the United States. We're seeing a move towards militarization in China that we've never seen before in history. At a time when their economy is really struggling, the Chinese are increasing military spending and ramping up preparations for war. But who is China preparing to fight a war with? Needless to say, the answer to that question is obvious. Yes, the border dispute between India and China could erupt into something significant, but that is not likely. Of course, they're both working together on BRICS. The only other opponent that the Chinese would be fighting a major war with would be the United States. And right now, Chinese shipyards are churning out military vessels at a pace that the U.S. simply cannot match. The U.S. cannot match the pace of building in the shipyards of Shanghai, which have already turned out two new aircraft carriers, with a third expected to begin sea trials soon. The latest vessel, the Fujian, features catapults to launch heavy fixed-wing aircraft with immense bomb payloads. These shipyards are also building a new type of amphibious assault vessel and many roll-on, roll-off ferries, which could have a dual purpose, transporting cars in peacetime and armored assault vehicles in the event of an attack on a neighbor, such as Taiwan. So that actually brings me to the, you know, to the next point. We are seeing escalation between China and Taiwan, and of course, the U.S. backs Taiwan. And again, this is all, they don't actually care about Taiwan. None of these guys care about any of these other guys. It's all part of an agenda in order to destroy the West and move into the East. As I said, you have to have chaos to bring about order. It's problem, reaction, solution, repeat. The Hegelian dialectic, as they say. And again, we have people in the mainstream and mainstream alternative media as well, fighting for sides on this, vying for sides. It's not about sides. They are building a Western bloc and an Eastern bloc to fight against each other, and both were propped up by the West in the first place. Russia in World War I alongside Israel in the League of Nations, World War II, and by the way, in World War I was started with a false flag attack in the Lusitania. World War II, you have, of course, Israel, the Soviet Union, and of course, the United Nations. And I should rewind, the October Revolution was really helped by the United States and British Empire to occur back in 1917, which is why I refer to Russia and World War I. But World War II, especially with the alliance with the Soviets, in the 30s, of course, FDR was arming and funding Ho Chi Minh in Vietnam, which led to the Vietnam War later on, as French soldiers were killed there while Ho Chi Minh was in Washington. 1952 military coup, 1952-53 military coup in Iran. Iran is propped up. Again, in the 60s, the Ba'athist Party, the Iraqi Ba'athist Party. In the 70s, of course, Al-Qaeda, the Taliban, the Mujahideen. We have all these things that are consistent here. And Israel at that point is arming and funding Hamas. And you have, of course, 70s You have Henry Kissinger meeting with Mao Zedong to create an alliance with them to save them from a famine event, to prop them up as a global superpower. And then the Trilateral Commission, the Rockefellers and Zbigniew Brzezinski to create a new technocratic world order, as I said, using China as a guinea pig state into the future. And now we see how that's turned out. Then, of course, Ukraine military coup 2014. Again, they all play these guys against each other. Look at Egypt. Look at Libya. Look at Iraq. Look at, of course, Syria. It's so blatantly obvious. Yemen, Bahrain. It's going in circles. And now, of course, there's Taiwan as well. So this is all a scripted event. People keep saying, well, the U.S. won't allow this to happen. The U.S. is doing these things. It's committing suicide because it's in their weird satanic spiritual views, it's for the greater good of the greater number, in their view, as in destroying humanity in their push for a new Tower of Babel. It's symbolic. And Israel has, of course, the new temple and the Greater Israel Project and a Zionist world order, which was thought up also very much by Moses Hess, who was one of the top communist Zionists in the world back in the late 1800s. So it's funny how so many conservatives all by the PSYOPs start bowing to Israel now. Speaking of Israel, leaked Israel lobby presentation urges U.S. officials to justify war on Gaza with Hamas rape claims. They committed, false information to the news. The media ate it up because they're basically owned entirely by Israeli lobbies. And it just goes without saying. I think we all know this. But anyway, point is, they fabricated that story. They fabricated the beheaded babies. They fabricated all this kind of stuff. And they want war, and they're trying to intervene. You know, look, the Houthis, the rebels, also propped up by the U.S., the Iranians propped up by the U.S., fighting against the U.S. and Israel in the Red Sea and destroying aircraft carriers, and then trying to get Turkey involved and trying to get Russia involved and trying to get Ukraine involved and trying to get China involved. Again, this is the recipe for a world war, and we can't allow it to happen. It's absolutely insane. And what Israel is doing in Palestine, the fact that people keep saying, we need to stand up for the children in Israel. Of course, we should always stand up for children everywhere. But to just ignore tens of thousands of children being killed, and people make it because they fabricated the issue. They made it about left or right. Again, just like the COVID bullshit. They have people, of course, justifying it by saying, well, Hamas cut off babies' heads. No, they didn't. First of all, second, Hamas is created by Israel. And third, we have the Israeli government bombing hospitals, and then people on the left are wearing masks and destroying paintings and you know, shutting down streets saying Free Palestine, which is absurd. It just makes it look bad for that movement, which is a real movement, which we should be standing for the people in Palestine. But of course, that makes it look leftist. And then on the right, you have Ben Shapiro, a complete fucking idiot, neocon, pro-CIA tool, who says some cool things sometimes about SJWs, and then everyone just sucks, you know, well, you know what I was about to say. They bow on their knees to him. And the complete Zionist moron is basically saying, we need to stop hate speech, except for when we say things about Zionists. Like, really? Suddenly now that's where we draw the line? We should have full free speech without any intervention in said speech. It goes without saying. But of course, the people that are anti-SJW, and rightly so, will go one direction and say, yeah, but except for these guys, except we have to protect, we cannot say bad things about these guys. What, an ideology, an actual religious ideology? We can attack Christians, you can attack Muslims, you can attack all these other groups, but you can't attack them. And generally speaking, just Israel as itself, as a government, has nothing to do with specifically attacking an entire religion of people. It's absurd. So, oh, it's just so frustrating. It's so hypocritical on both sides, and the irony is so thick. And again, the right bows to Israel, which employed Epstein to do child trafficking, which pushes trans kids stuff and pushes the vaccines. They call themselves the vaccine factory of the world. And then the left supports Palestine, where honestly, a lot of them, if they went to Palestine, they would be the gay ones would not do very well. Let's just put it that way. So again, it's just hypocrisy on all sides. And they're framing this in a really stupid way. It's like the right that loves guns, and rightly so, I love guns, but then love police at the same time, the guys that are going to take away the guns. But then the left that hates police, but hates guns. I mean, so then they just, and they call for them to be defenseless when they can't even tie their own shoes. I mean, it's a left-right paradigm, and they always frame it this way. And it's just so frustrating. It's just so frustrating. Anyway, continuing on here, there's more stories. Believe it or not, there's a lot happening in the news right now, my friends. I don't know if you noticed, but yeah, India joined small group of nations able to fire multiple nuclear warheads using single ICBM. So now the tensions are growing with India, again, part of the BRICS alliance, where, again, they're going to be one of the biggest powerhouses in the world. They're already the second most populous country, and China's the first. And if you include all the BRICS countries together and people that are trying to join BRICS, that's 6.6 billion population. Boom. U.S. dollar is done. Mexican military incursions on U.S. soil worry border agents. So we're seeing Mexican military actually end up on U.S. soil in battle. So, again, by the way, fighting off in the cartel, which the U.S. government propped up in the first place, the CIA propped up. So there's that. So again, this is just how they create tension from every single possible angle. Western hegemony is over, EU state leader says. Hungarian Prime Minister Viktor Orban also said the country is striving to remain sovereign, are facing growing pressures to join various blocs. Yeah, they're being put at gunpoint. If they don't do what they're told, they get brought down. And this has always been the case. It's just people are acting like this is new. Like, oh, wow, Viktor Orban is saying that they're threatening him to give money and stuff to Ukraine. Yeah, but that's been going on with geopolitics since geopolitics has existed. That's not a justification. It's absolutely sick that that happens, but it's true. That's just simply the case. We have this: financial analyst warns China will overtake American economy and dollar is finished as a global reserve currency. Out of natural news. And of course, there's no way that this won't happen. it's so obvious. The Chinese economy is poised to take over the U.S. economy, according to financial analyst Richard Bove, who also believes the American dollar is on the brink of devastating collapse. Bove, whose predictions have been accurate in the past, is convinced that other analysts also see the writing on the wall, but won't speak up about it because they are monks praying to money and don't want to talk about the financial systems that are the source of their livelihood. Okay, but you know, he did this interview with the New York Times. He said the dollar is finished as a world's reserve currency. But it's easy for them to say this now. I've been saying this for like 10 years. More than that, 15 years, that we are going to see a move to China. It's not just China. It's not China as a government, even. It's the idea of China, which the U.S. has propped up in the first place as a guinea pig, like I said before, for, of course, the New World Order, the technocracy that they're pushing, the 15-minute cities, the CBDCs, the social credit, etc. That has just been a blueprint, an agenda, and a guinea pig testing site for all this stuff. So, yes, that is going to happen, but it's not just China. It's BRICS. It's Russia. It's India. It's China. It's South Africa. It's Saudi Arabia. It's United Arab Emirates. Saudi Arabia and UAE leaving the U.S. dollar last year was huge. And it once people actually recognize what that means, considering they're the petrodollar system, it's game over. Egypt, of course, Argentina did, and now they're going back to the dollar. It's really weird what they're doing there. That's a whole other story. We've reported on it before. I'd be talking all day. Of course, you have, I think, Ethiopia as well. There's multiple other countries. France was even talking about leaving the U.S. dollar for BRICS and was asking for an invite to the BRICS summit. We have, again, a country that is against Russia, but at the same time is talking about leaving the U.S. dollar for something that is obviously pro-Russian and pro-Chinese. So, again, that is why we see Janet Yellen meeting with the Chinese. They're handing power over. They weaken us with inflation over time. The dollar crumbles and eventually it cannot sustain itself anymore. And they already have something underneath. When they pull out one thing, you have the other system, which is, of course, the CBDC, World Reserve Currency System, backed by gold, quote unquote, but not really. You don't actually get to hold the gold, and they can create as many IOUs as they want, which they did before, which led to Charles de Gaulle sailing ships into New York Harbor in 1969, demanding their gold be repatriated, which Nixon said they couldn't, which therefore led to the fiat system and the end of the gold standard. So again, this has been going on for a long time. The Song Dynasty in China was the first one to ever create a fiat currency. It's a reversion. It's a circle. And this is where we're going. And people think it's this side or that side. The fact is, the dollar is bad. The new world reserve currency is worse. We can't have either of them. We need to pull out of the system. We need to withdraw from the system. We need to own ourselves, live freely, of course, live responsibly, and of course, be independent. That is a basis of humanity and freedom itself. So again, this is the message I try to, you know, bring to people. And people just say, oh, well, I'm tired of hearing about it. It's depressing, all that kind of stuff. Yeah, well, it's much more depressing when you are succumbing to food rations and you know, energy rations on a CBDC in 15-minute cities with poison food and not having any independence of your own, not making your own choices in any form, not being able to travel, not being able to do anything, essentially, because you're being monitored all the time. They just passed the EU digital pass a couple days ago. This is really, really important for people to understand. It comes down to you that's watching, and people don't want to have to do these things, but they're obviously the reality. There's things like we have in the description, firstnationalbullion.com/schedule-consult. Make sure to use our link and sign up with Mark Gonzalez and buy physical gold and silver. Get into physical gold or silver IRAs, 401ks, 403bs. That's one way. Of course, I'm also a big fan. And by the way, when you do that, put in the comments that you found them at RAM or World Alternative Media. But I'm a big fan of that, as well as things like, you know, privacy coins like Epic Cash and stuff like that. So I've said it before and I'll say it again. That's important. Of course, we have heavensharvest.com for long-term storable foods that are non-GMO. There's organic kits, heirloom seeds, water filtration and storage, and books on how to get started. Use code WAM, W-A-M, and you get 5% off on your order. I really urge people to do this. You get free shipping in the U.S. This is one of the ways so that you don't become dependent on them, because the world's first currency was food. You could pay over time, by the way, with Afterpay on here. So you don't have to pay all at once. People say it's expensive. Yeah, well, it's more expensive to lose your life. And this is a way to ensure that over time, you're actually saving money versus inflation already versus what you'd actually be paying for that amount of food over time. And you keep yourself and your family safe. It just goes without saying, this is independence. This is not depending on their system. It's not going to be convenient. It's not going to be pretty, but it's the way we need to go. Of course, we have things like Lion Energy, where you could get batteries, solar panels, solar chargers, generators, etc. And if you use our link, you get free shipping and money off. This is so you don't depend on the government for energy. Very important, obviously. As far as health goes, we have rncstore.com, Richardson Nutritional Center, your source for Laetril online, made famous by G. Edward Griffin's book, World Without Cancer. Get your apricot seeds, Laetril, amygdalin, and vitamin B17 there. You could use code Josh, J-O-S-H, and you save money on your order. Again, they're trying to kill us. There's eugenics operations going across the board. So here's a way to defend yourself, my friends. You can get a bag of these apricot seeds, get the Laetril, and feel confident in the fact that you are protecting yourself from a lot of the things that they are trying to force upon you. Of course, we have madtravnutrition.com by Jamie Ike over at Iconic. Again, you get 100% organic Peruvian coffee. You get Manuka honey. You get mushroom tinctures there. Really good stuff. Use code Josh, J-O-S-H, as well there, and you save some money. All options that I think are important. We have, of course, Wild Pastures linked in the links below, where you could get non-mRNA meats delivered to your door in 48 U.S. states. And, of course, all of these things are temperature-controlled, customizable, however you see fit, and from local farms. So help support them. Use our link for Wild Pastures in the description. And anyone that can help support us on our GoGetFunding.com campaigns, we really, truly appreciate it. We couldn't do it without you. We've gone bankrupt. I lost my house, essentially, at this point, and I'm in the UK. I'm about to go to Turkey to save some money for a month. And I appreciate those of you that have helped. We literally would not be surviving right now if it weren't for all of you. So thank you so much. Thank God for you guys. We are viewer funded and you make it possible. And, you know, in the face of all of the mainstream medias and the mainstream alternative medias, as David Icke says, clashing over this side or that side, we are on the outside and just telling the truth. And that's what we want to do for people. And we want to give them solutions, which we do on a daily basis, whether people like it or not. We really want to give people solutions. And you guys are our solution. So we truly appreciate it. GoGetFunding.com, Patreon, Subscribestar. We have a Bitcoin address with a bunch of different cryptocurrencies that you could donate in. Well, we have Bitcoin and we have a CoinTree address, rather, with a bunch of different cryptocurrencies that you could donate in, including privacy coins, which, of course, as I said, are very important. We have, of course, an Epic Fund Me campaign where you could donate an Epic Cash privacy coin based on the Mimblewimble protocol, which I mentioned earlier. Of course, we have a Teespring store with a bunch of merchandise. And you can find us on Telegram, Rockfin, Bandop Video, BitChute, Odyssey, Rumble, and Brighteon at World Alternative Media. We're on Hive, Steemit, and Vigilante.tv at Josh Sigurdsson. And we're on the Bad Guys, TikTok and Instagram, World Alternative Media, Twitter, and Getter at World Alt Media, and all the major podcast platforms except for Spotify, of course, where we were banned. Hit that like button, share on social media, hit the notification bell, and hit subscribe if you have not yet already. And as always, live freely, live by example, my friends. This is Josh Sigurdsson signing out from World Alternative Media. Find the truth, be the change.